This way, just anything, please. United States, come on. Come on, Leslie. Screw you, Leslie. Nothing's working. Okay, come on, just stop skipping me. Am I that much of a bad person? Everyone's just skipping me. Actually, what's my bio? I haven't checked yet. Sure, I'll try Trez. Oh yeah, there we go. That I run a podcast. I'm also 15, so please be respectful around me, please. Chad, stop talking about porn. Oh my god. I don't think Chad read my bio at all. Come on, Elroy. Okay, why? Why is everyone skipping me? Okay, come on, bold person. No, actually, no, you said narcissistic, so I don't think I want to be around you. Yes, come on. Please, no! This is not going well. I wish Chad stayed on. His mic was annoying, but he was outside. Instant skip. Jump in now, come on. No, I haven't. Because everything would be that easy. Sure, actually, no. Want to see if this try? I think I'd rather take a nuke because he's. Oh, come on, please, please, please. This really isn't going well. Come on, Isaac. Okay, screw you, Isaac. Why does everyone skip me? I actually wonder what happens if I remove 15. My bio, whether people would join then. Should I give that a try and then just give them the scare that I'm 15 and then they're trying to get me banned like that? Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try, why not? Or whether I just keep the please be respectful around me. Sure, when I want to join the boys are back in town. Please be respectful around me, please. Done it twice. No, it's just please be respectful. Is everyone just don't like me at all? Please. Please. I hate you. You're so rude. No one like me anymore. Come on. No one there. No. My God, it's like I'm the plague. Like, everyone's skipping me. Come on. Where's the nuke when you need him? I think I'll just take a noob. I don't know whether it'll be good, but think I'm plague. I mean plague. On the couch. Not therapy, just. Oh, come on, please stop repeat. Follow you. Why is this just so annoying? Yeah, three of the same avatars, but just different. Wait, Chris?
There's no step by step. That's the truth. What else do you want?
We have to dissect your argument. You're
making assumptions.
There's no arguments. There's truth. Reptilians, 400,000 years ago, implementation of fucking DNA, one wanted to kill us, one saved us, and an analogy in Adam and Eve, fucking every medicine staff and an analogy symbolism refers to fucking, they acknowledge the serpent that made us. That's why we go through the fear stage and we go through fucking as a whole reptilian thing in a fetus first.
All right, real quick, can I say hi to Midnight? What's up, Midnight?
Hello.
Like, what kind of species is that, bro? What kind of species can you say, yeah, this fucking species goes through every kind of evolution? Fucking mammal, reptilian, yeah, that's normal.
I think we're going to have to get off this topic because something's getting...
I'm happy you absorb the truth because, listen, when you hear the truth like this, you can't resist it. It makes sense. You can't say that the North Star doesn't fucking move.
It's not making sense.
You can't, like, even John admitted that, like, it doesn't make sense how we're floating through space, right? It doesn't. Of course it fucking doesn't.
Okay. Hello. Midnight, how's your day going, Midnight?
I'm good, thanks you.
Okay. I'm doing good. Let me ask you, Midnight. This might be a personal question, but I want to ask you so I can get some more insight. Are you transgender or no?
No.
No?
But I am non-binary.
Non-binary.
So, now, you're just not horny sometimes. Wait, which is like everybody.
Is that similar to like asexual? Isn't that similar to asexual?
No, I'm just no gender. Like, I can just wear the clothes wherever I want. And I just go by no gender.
Can I ask you a personal question? What made you
choose? Do you have a dick that gets hard?
Wait, what?
I'm just curious.
Do you have a penis that gets erect?
Hold on. I think John is asking a question about it.
Hold on. So what do you... what was the question? What made you choose that choice in life? What do you know, like, when you consciously decided to make that choice? Why?
I just thought, like, I don't really fit into the category of boy or girl, and I like all types of clothes. I just thought I don't want to be known as boy or girl, so I just...
Right.
Ta-da!
Okay, I understand you. Now, let's say when it comes to reality, right, yeah. Do you see how I would say that...
Were you taught this in the school system?
No, I'm just saying...
Does the school system at all influence your decision?
No, I'm just going to say this. I would consider you... biology wise a male, right? Do you understand why I would consider you that?
Yeah, I know it gets right. I deal with a bunch of people at my school saying, so you're not binary, yeah, but you got a cock. Yeah, I know that, thank you. I kind of thought I lost it for a second, but thank you. Yeah, I know I got a cock, but why are you non-binary?
Who told you the school told you should choose this?
Wait, what?
Did the school recommend that you choose a non-binary fucking whatever gender?
Hold on, Chris. We have to be more polite, I think. I'm just saying...
That's polite as fuck!
I'm just thinking Chris is saying that.
It's just his mic. His mic is just so...
No, Chris, it sounds like you're screaming for some reason.
I am screaming!
Every time you talk, it sounds so loud.
Every time!
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Chris, I think Chris is saying that you might have been influenced by the school system.
Are you influenced by anybody? Tell me the truth.
No, I just... No.
You can let's talk about... Midnight, if you want... You could be
friends on Discord?
When you heard about the idea of bisexual, but like, it was probably from a friend or something. But
did friends on Discord tell you to do this?
If you think about it though, like, when are boy and girl expressed in society?
In the most beautiful ways.
When is it acknowledged? Because we're having a conversation right now, and I don't have to acknowledge that you're a boy or a girl. We're just having a conversation, right? Yeah. So when does it come? When does it become important for somebody else? That
right away.
I sorry, what was that?
doesn't become important to know if you're a fucking female or a male or whatever gender it is, like when you introduce yourself or what the fuck?
I just introduce myself. I don't go into that full thing of, yeah, hi. Like, I, of course, I
say I'm sorry, you're 15. I can't be yelling at you.
How old are you?
He's 15.
Oh,
yeah.
You're young, dude. You're 15 years old.
Listen, little dude, I take you in the fucking woods and I fucking hunt with you. We kill a fucking deer and drag it. You be a man then. Some shit will get flowing for you then.
I don't know. Listen, I just think listen, we can't like. I feel like since you're 15, you might not know enough on this topic, and I don't want to like.
He knows enough. Yo, no, when you look at a girl, what happens to you?
I'm saying he's still
15. Does it? When I was 15, I was fucking like a horse.
All right, I'm going to say this. Like I'm going to say this. Midnight's still figuring himself
out. Do you do hormone stuff? The Midnight?
Midnight's figuring him or herself out. And
Midnight, do you do any hormonal, you know, things?
It's already confusing enough. It's already confusing enough to be a teenager. I don't even want to ask a teenager these questions.
I just want to say something. This lesbian in college, she's like, I'm a lesbian. Like, you don't like men? And she's like, no. And at this time, I was jacked as fuck, like a huge bodybuilder. I just fucking like looked at her really like aggressively and sexually. This bitch melted, like literally got fucking wet, couldn't react, couldn't like stop reacting. I'm like, yeah, okay, lesbian, my ass. That's when I had my experience of lesbian.
Can we put Midnight back as a listener instead? Because I feel like it's not appropriate conversation.
It's okay.
Trust me, it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. We shouldn't be having this type of conversation with you anyway. So,
Why is it not okay, Junior?
Oh, forget it. I'm gonna leave this.
Because we should just let him talk on it. We should let him talk instead of just like putting him into the room and screaming at him.
Yeah, but he's gonna have questions, and I'm just a normal person asking questions. What the fuck? He's ready for them. He's not going. He's fine.
I'm gonna leave the convo. I think it's inappropriate to ask a teenager these type of questions. That's what I think. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's just
not that it's like I don't see where you're coming from, but I mean, dude,
Chris, I wouldn't want someone asking my teenager these type of questions. That's what I'm saying. So maybe
he's got the mental fortitude to know what gender he is. So he's got to know what's gonna go on with his gender, right?
All right.
If he's gonna identify or something, he's gotta know what's gonna be reacting in his body.
He's fucking gone.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Oh shit, he left.
He really got butt hurt.
What?
I'd be asking anybody that fucking come in, like, if anybody would ask me or tell me they're non-binary, I'd be like, okay, so what happens when you react with a woman or a man like this? And they should be able to tell me, right? Because their body, if they know their body so well and know enough to say they're non-binary, they should know what goes on in their body that makes them that way or doesn't make them a male.
I think the hyper focus on male female has made a lot of people this way, in that where they, you know, a lot, some people don't want to be brought to attention for whatever reason. And, you know, like your sexuality kind of plays into your persona at a certain point in your life, especially when you're young, because you don't really have anything else figured out. So you think this intense feeling you're feeling, which is your sexuality, is like part of your persona. It's not, you know, it is, but it doesn't have to be, you know? So I feel like the more society focuses on these differences, which, you know, really, they're really not that stark at the end of the day, male, female, we're all the same species. Like, we have more in common than we do different.
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree that we're the same species, that we're all the same species?
I disagree that we have so much in common that we shouldn't differentiate ourselves between male and female, because
in terms of boundaries, sure, like there's going to be a male bathroom and a female bathroom and then whatever, but the thing is we are more alike than we are different. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at. As human,
here's the thing.
It's just different.
Basically, being non-binary, I still do the same everyday male things. I still go to the male's bathroom and do everything else. I just like wearing like makeup, and of course I don't have it on because I can't buy any because I can't afford it because it's so freaking expensive. And I just like wearing dresses and stuff. I just feel comfortable in it. I don't do all of this like, you know, I'm non-binary.
Can I ask why? Why you like wearing dresses?
I just feels comfortable, and it's just,
you know, the Vikings used to put shit on their face. You could see that as makeup.
Is it because you want to attract somebody? Because that's the reason usually people put makeup on their face and wear clothes to, you know, to or show off stuff.
It's not always the case. Some people wear stuff wear makeup.
No, males can still wear makeup and that lot. Again, I'm not one of those non-binary people that just decide to say, oh yeah, I can do this because I'm non-binary. No, I basically, best way of saying it, I'm non-binary, but I still have a cock. So I still do everyday male things. You kind of see what I mean?
Yeah. You still abide by the boundaries of life, but when it comes to society, you choose to not identify.
Like,
and you
when you see a woman...
And
do you want to chase her? Separate. Do you want to get her?
What?
When you see a woman, like you say, every day you live as a male. You when you see a woman you're attracted to, you chase her. You assert yourself like a male, right? Or no?
No, not really. I'm way too awkward to even speak to her.
You're 15. Okay, I get that, but you still. Okay, but you're awkward because you want to speak to them, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't. I don't really have the confidence to go up and just speak to people.
But you want to, though. You want to, though, right? You have an urge.
Yeah, sometimes, but not.
They're beautiful girls, brother. Hey, man. When I was 50, I didn't have a lot of confidence either because I was still finding myself. But now it's like an algorithm. It's easy.
Yeah,
but it comes easier.
What you don't understand is that we live in a society now where men and women can communicate with each other. So if he doesn't want to go get her, he doesn't have to. The communication.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking if this is natural urge, and he confirmed it.
Yeah, but again, you don't always have to act on your urge.
I know, but the thing is,
no, but he still has them, which identifies that he is a male and he is attracted to females biologically and psychologically.
Attractive to, bro, you are so crazy.
Well,
dude, are you even younger than this guy?
No, we can't have kids in here, man. I'm like a direct person.
Yeah,
this is
facts.
I've literally said it before. You got to be 18, and this guy just came in. You invited him, or I think I don't know who.
Nah, he just joined.
Yeah, no, like, I literally said you got to be 18 in here, but no, so we're talking about some, I mean, I'm not going to talk about how old you should be to talk about these things, but clearly enough you're old enough that you identify yourself publicly, so, and by publicly, I mean me reading your profile and saying it, you didn't announce it. So, yeah, I love women.
You know why people started wearing makeup? Do you know, like, the human origin of makeup?
Yeah, to mimic sexual arousal, because when a female is having intercourse, cheeks become red, full of blood. Her lips.
Right.
Also,
but if you think about what is makeup physically do to the appearance of the face? It makes it symmetrical, because you could put two designs on opposite sides that are exactly the same. So when somebody's looking at your face, if you don't really naturally maybe have a symmetrical face, like maybe you have like blush, like pimples or blush, like scars or whatever on one side and not the other, it shows in like non-symmetrical between on your face. And we don't really understand this, but face symmetry and body symmetry have a lot to do with the immune system. So attraction is basically goes off of the immune system. And we look for symmetry within people. So they think that makeup started because people wanted to start making their faces look more symmetrical, which I guess is like, Chris, you're kind of right, where it goes into like attraction and wanting to attract the other partner. But it's so much more than that, because then you see some like civilizations, they used to wear makeup just daily use. And I mean, it becomes so much more than just sexual attraction, because then once you create society, it's all about how you want people to look at you. Because once you create society, then things like social status and all these other things start to come into place, which is more than just the family system of man, woman, child.
So you're basically cheating sexual appeal with makeup.
Yes, yes, but it's deeper because it also ties into our desire of the immune system for our immune system.
I understand, but you're still cheating it.
Yeah, in a way, but I'm saying it becomes, once you create a society, it becomes something even more where people start to use makeup and other this to gain a social, to gain status in a social hierarchy, because that also requires attention. And your immune system, again, it shows through people, your hair, skin, and everything about you, it gives off something to people, whether you think it's happening or not. Pheromones, all this stuff, we like. So if makeup is something that just makes your face look more symmetrical in the eyes of society, that's just how people choose it now. But it's become more intricate than just attraction, because it used to be about attraction, and it used to be about us symmetry and all these things that highly like tie into our immune system. Even, you know, people think that even something like empathy ties into the immune system, because, you know, you show more empathy towards people who are like you or had the same experiences as you, meaning it's very likely they have similar DNA to you, so you want them to thrive more. So it's like when you have kids, you know, you want, everything is about the child now, because it contains half of your DNA, which you want to thrive. You want it to go out there and thrive. You want more of you out there. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things we do that it deeply ties into the fabric of our very being. But society creates a whole nother beast out of it, is basically what I'm trying to say, is where it becomes something that's like transcendent of whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's for a different reason, but it's kind of the same reason, but for a different purpose. And then the outcome isn't even the same. The outcome is something totally different, but the purpose is kind of the same, if that makes any sense.
I agree, because I want to get veneers and fix my fucking teeth. And I understand my fucking sex appeal will go greatly up, but that's really not why I really want to primarily get it. I want to get it because you can just make more connections and just...
Right,
business
right.
Partners,
yeah,
and think connections.
About what is your, when you meet someone new, the first thing you do is you look into.
Man, I'm telling you, I study fucking behavioral neuroscience, and I can just tell from watching my body when I see somebody smile with a nice fucking set of teeth. I'm just so like reactive to it. I'm like, oh, like it's really a psychological deep thing that has a lot of
social dominance. Yeah, it's social dominance.
Yeah, yeah, it has a lot of fucking thing. Man, I wish I had nice big fucking teeth. I could fucking be like, you know.
Right. Yeah, it always plays into something like that. The idea, eventually.
But I actually don't want to get veneers because I'm not gonna fucking shave my teeth down. What happens if I break a tooth or they fall out? Like if some
are veneers that shit where you shave it down to like little thin teeth?
Yeah, you saw Biden do it. Yeah, like Tic Tacs.
Oh, I hate when I see people do that, man. Because I actually have a tooth. I have one tooth that's like that, and I would I would cringe if I had to do all of my teeth like that. Like that, like I don't know.
And man, like when society falls apart, which it will soon. Like I don't know if you're looking at the fertilizer fucking levels all over the globe, but they're really, something really bad is coming soon.
You're
anyway,
talking about the soil.
I'm talking about that nobody's fucking shipping fertilizer anywhere. Not China. Not from China. Not from fucking Russia. We're literally only now importing from fucking Africa, which is a huge fucking upset. People should be fucking running scared right now, but nobody is, because nobody understands fucking macro simple economics. But that's not the point. The point is that if I get veneers and like some shit happens where I got to get it fixed or moved or one falls out, like I'd rather just keep my fucking teeth, honestly.
Yeah, just keep your teeth, man. Just, dude, what's wrong with them? Like, you want braces? You should just get braces, right?
Dude, first of all, they're yellow as fuck, and no, they're not yellow. No, they're not yet. They're all right. They're like, but if you believe this, I'm from a country where we showered once a week before we went to church. So we really like never brushed our teeth. Let's say Lithuania.
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
It's like next to Germany. Okay. Yeah, that was in the 90s, though. Like, we just didn't have hot fucking water. And that was just a thing, honestly. So we only bathed before church. And that was, like, a norm for the whole fucking place.
Got you.
What I'm saying is, yeah, no, not you got, like, my teeth are good now. I can smile and shit. Like, they're fucking nice and healthy. But, and, yo, my, oh, my goodness. Like, my culture was.
Yo, this Fortnite kid is back.
My culture was very poor, too. So, like, they gave each other candy as, like, the best fucking gold in the world. You understand? When you got candy as a kid, like, because the culture was so poor, man. You were literally, like, making, like, $40 a month in that fucking country. And, yeah. So, teeth are fucked up.
What the hell?
Got you. It's life.
Ben, what are you saying? Because we can't hear
us. Nah, just good thing I caught it quick, man. Sorry to interrupt. But I'm saying, I caught it quick, man. Now I, like, use good shit. My teeth fucking are healthy as fuck, actually.
And if you
thought what you're saying,
if you eat healthy, I'm telling you, if you like really up intake like your probiotic health and like calcium intake and vitamin D and all that shit, you'll see your gums get healthier and your teeth.
Oh, really? Yeah. I gotta get on my shit, man. I take an animal pack, but I actually have like the other supplements that I fucking researched and bought. I actually have a scale, like a digital scale, and I have copper. I have fucking calcium that can literally kill you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta wait it the fuck out or you're gonna die.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. I gotta get on that shit ASAP because I do want my teeth to fucking grow beautiful.
Yeah, it's all about you. Think about it. If you want to get your lungs clean, what do? You just have to intake pure oxygen for a long amount of time because your lungs are like branches that branch out. Your teeth are the same thing. They're like roots. Like they're connected to your gums. And your gums have blood.
Ben, shut up.
So if you... You know, if you eat healthy and if you get blood flow going, blood flow is a big thing,
yeah.
too. Like you,
I smoke a bong, man, a lot of times a day, like 20 times a day.
Inhibit that blood flow for sure. And I smoke too, so I'm
like, actually going to stop, man, because there's a... Wait, are you in the U.S.?
Yeah.
There's a fucking metal concert going on soon here, and I got to fucking get the fuck better in shape because I got to fucking show some love, so... Yeah, but you're talking about eating, man. I used to... Yeah, you like Gojira? You know Gojira?
What's the band?
Gojira.
Nah, I don't. I don't know a lot of. I know a lot of like classic rock bands, like.
No, man, this is like a heavy fucking. You know, it's kind of close to Meshuggah. It's really heavy and quick, and but it's high conscious. It speaks about like we were talking about like aliens and shit. It's really cool. They're so fucking cool, man. They're amazing.
I just want to go to the fucking. Do you know Justice?
Justice? No.
It's a pretty sick band. I think they're actually from the UK, but they're like kind of like a modern techno rock band. I can't describe them. They have really
nice.
Can you even hear me? Are you deaf?
Ben's calling you out, man. Ben's what? About to have a Benjamin's about to have a full on rant at you. He sounds like it.
What'd you say,
Ben? You got something to say?
Yeah. What you say? Speak. Yo.
Who keeps adding it back?
Sorry for sounding like a kid.
What is that voice? Ben, is that your actual voice? You just naturally sound like Kermit the Frog.
Ben, but I'm a robot. So call me Ben the Robot.
Nah. How do you
can you understand him? Could you understand him or
no?
I don't know how he keeps getting in.
All I heard was, "Oh, John, I need to speak to him." He's like, "Oh God, here we go."
Then there were
John
two.
Was going to have a full-on argument at you then.
What's that?
Benjamin was about to have a full-on argument at you then.
Yeah, I want to know over what.
Yeah, I don't know curious. What you're saying now. Ben, what you be saying? Come on.
I wonder if it was about, maybe he knows Justice, the band. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't know that band, so.
I don't know him either.
Look up On and On by Justice.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it now.
It's on and then N, like just the letter N and then on. It's got, yeah, but it's
this. Oh, just search up. Oh, artist. Hang on, there you go. Well, hang on. I'm just gonna play it. Is this?
Oh no, that's dance.
Oh, but is it the same music artist though?
Yeah, it's by Justice, but it's just called On and On.
Okay, hang on. So, how do you spell it?
On, like O-N.
Oh, on. And
then just
on.
On and On.
On and On. Oh, there's a lot of songs named On and On. I can't find one from Justice. Okay, let me just type in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
What do you want?
Oh, find it. But yeah, come on, Benjamin. What are you saying?
What?
I can't... Ben, do you have, like, a better mic? We can't understand you at all.
My voice for you.
Hello, it's Kermit the Frog here.
Sorry, Ben, yeah, me, the robot cannot afford a microphone, but I can afford it.
What? We still can't hear you. What are you saying? What are you saying? I can't.
Just freaking.
This mic is so bad. He really does sound like.
What's your favorite type of music?
I quite like musicals, but I also like soundtracks. I just like any music other than modern pop. I do love Rick Astley though, and Bee Gees and that lot.
Oh yeah, Bee Gees are good.
Come on. Okay, find it. Is this it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I used to listen to this just like before I would work out. I don't know why, it would just get me so hyped.
Music like this is good for workouts. I think I even have a workout playlist. What's on my workout playlist?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Soundtrack. Oh, Radiohead.
Radiohead's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, have you ever listened to Tyler the Creator?
Yeah. I don't really like his shit.
Yeah. Some of
his. I don't really listen to rap, so I don't really haven't listened to a lot of his stuff.
No, I listen. Oh God, here we go. Come on, I'm gonna name him Kermit. Come on, Kermit. What are you saying? What are you saying now? Oh no, never mind.
This is the one time I'm gonna be able. I don't. He can't talk.
Oh no, he's back. Okay, but on my workout playlist.
Okay, you know what? I'm a little tired, even though I'm a robot. Speak the time.
What are you saying? We cannot understand you, Benjamin.
I think he's like speaking Latin. I think he's possessed or some shit.
I don't know. It's so confusing. I can tell he's mad because you can hear him yelling and saying something, but I can't hear him. Anyway, on my workout playlist, I'm going to have to get back. Oh, for God's sake. Benjamin, let me tell him my song. Okay, thank you. On one of my workout playlists, this is literally my favorite song. Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Dude, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Such a good song.
Earth, Wind, and Fire has the best pre-gaming music. I don't care what anyone says. You pregame with a couple of your buddies, Earth, Wind, and Fire, hammered down some Bevs, maybe some hard seltzers, beers.
Yeah, not just oh, come on, Benjamin.
No, Boogie Wonderland. Very warm. Now can you hear me?
We can't understand you. Maybe get a better mic. That's the worst Kermit voice, but still. What does he have against us? He just keeps on joining and then just having
troll.
To get at us and then just leaving.
I think he's just troll. Leave us alone. Like, yeah.
It's just, for God's sake, Benjamin, just give up. We can't understand you a single bit. Oh, hey, hello. Oh, there's another song that I like, and it's Bee Gees, More Than a Woman. It's just such a good song.
Hey.
The classics.
Hello.
What's going on?
Yeah, good. It's funny you guys are playing this music now. I randomly went into a church hall. I was feeling a bit, like, mischievous. And I could hear this music, like, late 70s music playing really loudly. And I was like, okay, I should go in there and cringe myself out, right? See what's happening. I ended up dancing with people. They were like from 60s to like 70-year-olds. And they were just bopping to all this stuff, like Donna Summer and Luther Vandross. And I had the best 20 minutes.
They were playing ABBA. Were they playing ABBA?
I didn't
get to ABBA. Were they playing any ABBA?
Oh. Not yet, not at that point. They went there. There was Luther Vandross and that was really cool.
You guys believe in ghosts?
Oh hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Some of it's quite fake, but I definitely believe in ghosts.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, so actually,
Benjamin, go away. Go away, Benjamin. Just give up, please. We can't understand you a single bit. Just give up.
Enough with the Latin, Benjamin.
I don't know what he's interested in.
I think.
How does he keep coming in?
He's definitely the youngest here. I'm the second youngest. But
how old are you, Kat? You don't have to say. Are you over 18?
Oh hell yeah! I'm way over it. I'm like over 18 twice.
That's good. That's what I like to hear.
I'm definitely the youngest here.
How old are you?
Oh god, I'm 15, but
are you really?
I run a podcast, and I like to interview people. That's why my name is the Midnight Gospel, because it is basically a
the Midnight Gospel is a show, right?
Yeah, no, that is like on my Oh, I forgot what it is, but on my thing, it is literally just a rip-off of the Netflix series. I don't know what to name it, and I just thought The Midnight Gospel was such a good show, and so many people have podcasts.
Honestly,
The
Midnight Gospel sounds like a better name for a podcast than for a show, in my opinion.
It does.
See that being a podcast, The Midnight Gospel.
I'm
just going to shout out my friend real quick. Hey, Silver Surfer, hello. Yeah, as you were saying, because I love this show. I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah,
why, yes, I believe in ghosts, for I live in a very haunted land. Anywhere you go, you need to beware. Once I played the Ouija board, and geez, it was an experience.
Nice. I actually did that once, and nothing happened, but that shit's just weird.
I'll never do it. You'll never
like. I heard stories about like like bad shit happening from that.
Oh. There is a actual podcast named the Duncan Trussell Oh my god, I can't speak. The Duncan Trussell Show. Russell. Yeah. The Duncan. Basically that name and Family Hour, and it's just a really funny podcast. I sometimes listen to it. I haven't listened to it in a while, but it's basically that show is literally the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Yeah, it's definitely a good podcast, but I just, because it was my birthday recently, so I got a new mic from my podcast.
Happy birthday. And
now I'm back on air. Hey, thank you. Actually, no, I'm not 15 anymore. I need to change it. I'm 16.
Wait a minute. You've done so much with your year that you forgot. That's amazing. I love that for you.
I do that too. Like, I totally forget my age. Like, after my birthday, I would say, like, what I was before. You get used to it. You know, a whole year, I need at least, like, 4 months of saying it.
I guess.
To remember.
No, I don't know. I've never had that. I've never had that problem.
Oh, it's transferred me to my phone, so my quality may be bad for a little bit.
I've never been one of those people that, like, care about... Like, I know, like, some people who, like, they obsess over their birthdays and, like... They're like, they obsess over their age. They're like, oh, you know, like, I gotta do this because I'm this age. And, like, I've never been one of those people who obsess over my age. Like, I even forget about, like, I'm not even kidding. One time I forgot about my birthday that was happening in a week. Like, I just, I don't know. I just never focused on it. And I guess it's because I never really celebrated my birthday a lot. Like, besides when you're, like, a little kid. But, like, after that, I don't know why. I just never really did it.
When was your last birthday that you celebrated?
Well, like, I would celebrate them in terms of, like, not like go out, but, like, where I'm, you know, like, people know your birthday, your friends, where you work, and, like, you know, people would make something out of it, whether they would bring me something or whatever, but, like, I just don't care. I don't know why.